Don't go looking for the reasons. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
News. I'm Daria Aldinger. This is the last week of summer, unofficially at least for a lot of us, but the heat isn't going anywhere, and that is increasing the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses, including West Nile.
Right now, in Massachusetts, public health officials declaring 8 communities, including Boston, at high risk for West Nile.
I do have some bug spray if I do notice, and then I'll just zip myself.
Plymouth closing parks and fields at night through September.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. The CDC has confirmed cases in more than 36 states. At Arlington National Cemetery today, there was a wreath-laying ceremony in memory of the 13 service members who were killed when the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan. Former President Trump took part in the ceremony before he hits the campaign trail for a week packed with events in battleground states. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will leave later this week on a multi-state bus tour. This is ABC News. Tragedy strikes at a baptism ceremony in Texas over the weekend.
A family video captured the joy as a white-robed Lincer Lopez was baptized in a lake south of Dallas. An hour after the ceremony, the 21-year-old saw a fellow church member, a teenage girl, struggling in the water, and he dove in to help.
He was a hero.
Jacob Bell was in his boat. He pulled the girl aboard and gave her CPR. He then helped to recover Lincer's body from the lake. In a tragic twist, says Bell,
I lost my brother that way.
A GoFundMe page is raising funds to send Lincer's body to his family in Mexico. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The World Health Organization has announced a $135 million six-month plan to stem the outbreak of Mpox. It includes an increase in prevention and surveillance efforts in many affected African countries. Seattle SeaTac Airport still getting back to normal following a cyber attack which disrupted international flights over the weekend. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest 2 carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and 2-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. The body of a man reported missing after his boat capsized in northeast Wisconsin over a month ago was found Saturday. A caller reported to Marinette County Dispatch that they had located a body near Green Island. The body was recovered and identified as 32-year-old Billy Salnick of Little Suamico. Salnick and his 2 children were reported missing after they didn't return from a July 13th sailing trip. 2 days later, the capsized boat was located with the bodies of Selnick's 5-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son found about a mile from the boat. The incident is still under investigation. Man is dead after falling from a bridge and into a northeast Wisconsin river. New London police say friends of the 22-year-old Sheboygan man witnessed him fall from the bridge and into the Wolf River early Saturday morning. After the friends went into the river to try to locate the man, dive crews with sonar began a search for him. The unidentified man's body was eventually found by midday Saturday, not far from where he fell in. One person is dead after a fire in Janesville last week. When firefighters joined Janesville police on a welfare check Thursday afternoon, they found smoke-stained windows and requested a full response. Officials found a person dead inside the home and determined a fire happened there throughout the evening. No working smoke or carbon monoxide alarms were found in the house. Former President Donald Trump has scheduled a campaign stop in Wisconsin. The Republican presidential nominee will host a town hall in La Crosse Thursday. The Trump campaign says the event at the La Crosse Center will have Trump outlining his agenda aimed at making America affordable again. He'll also listen to the concerns of Wisconsinites heading into the November election. Trump's La Crosse stop will follow a visit earlier in the day in Michigan to deliver remarks about the economy. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 86.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Crop Tour is technically behind us, and we are looking forward to resuming our normal coverage rhythm here on AgriTalk. Having said that, Chip is back on the road today. I'll keep the home fires burning while Chip travels to his next exciting broadcast location. Live from a pecan sandy kind of morning via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson, then it's Josh Linville, VP of Fertilizers at StoneX, and later, Chip Lowry himself joins from Parts Unknown for one last rundown of Crop Tour results. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX, I'm phenomenal guest host Davis Michelson. Behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk once more. It's so good to be here. I mean, it feels like not that long ago that you and I, beloved listener, were gathered here together. I promise we're not going to continue Crop Tour coverage as it was last week. However, in case you missed it, and understand, beloved listeners, we've got a morning show and an afternoon show. The afternoon show on Friday, we had Chip Flory, we had Brian Grady, and they were just chatting it up, chewing the Crop Tour fat, if you will, going through the details. What did we see? What do these numbers mean to us? What do we think? You know, all kinds of insightful commentary that our afternoon audience was privy to. We're going to bring Chip back in the final segment of today's show to fill in some of those details for our morning listeners. And I'm also curious. He's had a weekend now. He's had a chance to take a nap, maybe two, maybe three. I hope he's caught up on his rest. He's rehydrating as far as we know. I wonder if he's come to any fresh insights as he looks back over his week of Crop Tour 2024. In the meantime, it's you and I. Now, I've got Josh Linville in here right after Machinery Pete today. I wanted to talk to Josh about the rail strike in Canada, which apparently has been resolved, but there is still plenty to talk about with Josh Linville as far as fertilizers go. I mean, China's still goofing around with the urea market, phosphates too. We really need to get this conversation in our back pocket so we can be thinking about potentially, how are we going to run post-harvest applications this year? Have you thought about it? I don't have post-harvest applications to do myself. I haven't given it much thought, but we're going to open that can with Josh Linville from StoneX. And in the second segment, Machinery Pete, he split too, but he was good enough to record
a message for us. And so we'll be playing that coming up next year as soon as I get through the news. The National Weather Service calls for a couple of days of intense heat and humidity to impact the Midwest. Severe storms and isolated flash flooding possible across the northern plains and upper Midwest today and the Great Lakes on Tuesday. Daily monsoonal thunderstorms shifting eastward into the southern Rockies and the High Plains. Over 9,000 railway workers from Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway will return to work today following a Canada Industrial Relations Board decision. The Teamsters Union plans to appeal the decision, citing concerns over the precedent it sets for future labor disputes. And there is still uncertainty around the labor negotiations for dock workers and their employers at U.S. East and Gulf Coast ports. The House and Senate are on their summer break, won't be scheduled to return to Washington until September 9. Now that both political conventions are over, the presidential and congressional elections begin their home stretch, with the most significant action, including updated polls, coming after Labor Day. Fed Chair Jerome Powell last Friday said the time has come to cut its key policy rate, affirming expectations that officials will begin lowering borrowing costs at the September 17-18 monetary policy meeting. Dr. Vince Malanga, president of LaSalle Economics, discussed Fed Chair Jerome Powell's recent remarks at the Jackson Hole conference. Malanga noted that while the markets expect a series of rate cuts, Powell signaled that any rate cuts would be cautious and data dependent. Brent crude oil prices rose above $80 a barrel, marking an extension of gains for the third consecutive session. The increase largely driven by concerns over potential supply disruptions amid escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Let's look at our WTI, the West Texas Intermediate crude. Oh, yikes. Yeah, up like $2 already this morning in the WTI. The DEES 24 at $74.99. That's up $1.74 so far on the day. The front month October contract up $2.27 at $77.10. That's your WTI West Texas Intermediate crude oil. For the week last week, the Dow Jones average jumped nearly 1.3%. The Triple Q added 1.4% and the S&P 500 gained 1.5% after all three benchmark indexes gained more than 1% on Friday. The Dow and S&P scored their second highest closes ever. A busy week of earnings reports will influence the stock market this week, with a major focus on Nvidia's report on Wednesday. Investors also watching retail sector earnings, including Abercrombie & Fitch, Nordstrom, Foot Locker, and Best Buy, as they seek insights into consumer spending trends. And I reckon the Fed will be watching some of these reports as well. And finally, China fined state stockpiler Sinograin and six more firms a total of about 11 million yuan over the use of fuel tankers to transport cooking oil in a scandal that eroded confidence in food safety regulations. And with that, let's bring in Brett Waltz from BAMWX. Happy Monday morning, Brett. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. My phone weather here, which I don't trust at all, I go straight to the experts, guys like yourself. It says it's going to be hot this week here in Kansas City. We got some heat coming up for the Midwest.
It's going to be very hot. In fact, some of the hottest temperatures really of the season. We've been lucky, I would say. We haven't dealt with a ton of these extended heat waves. The next, you know, 3 or 4 days or so, we've got a lot of temperatures across the central part of the country in the 90s to low 100s and some heat indices today and into tomorrow getting into the, 108, 115 territory across parts of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and maybe even into Indiana. So about 3 or 4 days of this, we should start to cool things down a little bit into the Labor Day weekend and then especially into next week.
How violently or quietly can we expect that shift to cooler weather to be? Any idea?
You know, I think that it's not as notable as what we had last week we had record-breaking cool air. It felt like fall for multiple days. I was wearing sweatshirts.
Awesome.
So not quite like that. But I do think, especially for the eastern belt, some cooler than normal temperatures, more low 80s, maybe some 70s possible as we work into next week. And the northern plains really late this week into early next week, some 70s as well. So not too bad, not as cool as last week, though.
I'm real quickly fixing to have a conversation about fertilizer. We may even talk about post-harvest applications. You still favor a nice wide window for harvest activity?
You know, I do. I think this harvest as a whole is warmer than normal, and probably some good dry stretches as well as we work through the harvest season.
Brett Waltz, BAM WX, you are among the best, my friend. Thanks for being here again, buddy.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Brett Waltz, BAM WX, joins us as always on Monday mornings. We've got a very special message from Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. He pre-recorded his findings. You know, we talk to him every Monday morning, and this should seem a little like a regular Machinery Pete sketch. I don't know. We'll see on AgriTalk.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans. We're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialize technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend down. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at MeristemAg.com. Always more bushels for less.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Machinery Pete here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. You know, it is very possible that Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson, and Chip Flory have run off together to go hang around and look at skid loaders. I don't know. Pete was good enough to, ahead of his absence today, send us a recorded message. I'm going to roll that for you now. Here's Machinery Pete.
Hey, folks. Machinery Pete here. I've been calling into AgriTalk every Monday now for 10 and a half years, going back to, I think, July of 2013. It's always a joy to do that. This is the first time ever all these years, I've pre-recorded something on Sunday night on my iPhone. And last week got a little busy traveling, and always great to stay in touch with you folks. Wanted to give you a little update. First, I think we should start off, or I would like to start off with a thank you to Chip, Brian, Tyne, and the whole Pro Farmer and U.S. Farmer Ford crew for, again, yeoman's work last week on Crop Tour, all these years, and all the people that take part in the tour doing their part to provide that data all these years. Just, again, thank you for a job well done. I was able to catch up with the team Thursday night in Rochester as the tour ended. Fantastic job. Fun to be down there. Now, you guys know me, Machine Repeat, Mr. Data. So here on Sunday night, I'm going to give you a couple different data points to start. One, I was up in northern Minnesota this weekend with Mrs. Machine Repeat and our daughter and our grandson, just turned one. And up north Brainerd, Minnesota, for you hunters, for you turkey hunters, I tell you what, I have never seen so many wild turkeys. Unbelievable. So if you're looking for a place, might be high turkey count. Machine Repeat recommends north of Brainerd, Minnesota. So unusual data point there. Second data point, I'm going to go a little off the rails here, but again, I'm recording this on Sunday night. So Mrs. Pete and I got home from the cabin up north, and we wanted to watch a show and unwind. So we've been rewatching one of our favorite TV shows, streaming shows, Ted Lasso. Now, honestly, I don't even really like soccer that much, but this show, man, let's just go Machine Repeat top five TV shows or streaming shows. Ted Lasso right at the top. Show ended a couple years ago. They did three seasons. I think it's on Apple TV. I might be able to find it someplace else out there or DVD. If you haven't seen it, I would just recommend it. Great writing. Jason Sudeikis is funny. Roy Kent, I think, is one of my all-time favorite characters in movies and television. But the positivity, I mean, we live in this negative world right now. This show is just uplifting, so it makes you feel good. So that's high on my list, Ted Lasso. Number two, let's go old school. How about The Sopranos? HBO came out in the late 90s, ran for like seven seasons. Now, I got to confess, Mrs. Pete and I did not catch this show. We were 25 years late to the game. When the pandemic hit, this was one of the shows we started streaming, and we're like, what? We missed out. This show is just fantastic. We rewatched it twice now. Tony Soprano, man, what a great character, the original anti-hero, which leads into my next top show, Mad Men. It was on AMC from 2007 to 2014, and it doesn't sound like it has much in common for us here in the Midwest. It's a show about 1960s ad game out of New York City, Madison Avenue. But I tell you, great writing. Don Draper, one of my all-time favorite characters. Again, the anti-hero, just a tortured soul. But what I found so interesting was the depiction of life in America in the 1960s. So I'm watching this show. I was born in 65, and I'm recognizing clothes my folks wore, clock radios they had on the, in the house. It's just a fantastic show. Mad Men, check it out. Next one, this is kind of wacky. Great British Bake Off. Now, Machine Repeat has no baking game. I like to eat baked goods. Mrs. Pete's a heck of a baker. But here again, I like this show for a funny reason. It's in this world of negativity where everyone is yelling at each other. Great British Bake Off ain't like that. And it's not like the other cooking shows, all these funky competition shows where they have people compete, making whatever. And they're always tearing each other down. And Great British Bake Off, the competitors pull for each other and they help each other. And it's fun to watch. And it's fun to watch people talk or listen to them with a British accent. It's a great show. Check it out. Last two shows are from PBS. I've been watching for over 20 years. One is Rick Steves' Europe. That's the redheaded guy, the Lutheran boy from Oregon who has been bouncing around Europe for 20-plus years. Travel tips going to Ireland and Italy and Sweden. Just great stuff. And then my last favorite show is This Old House, PBS. Now, you maybe saw on social media, I posted a note this weekend. Kind of made me sad, but Roger Cook, who was the landscape expert on This Old House for, I think, like 38 years, passed away about 10 days ago. Roger was 70 years old, But, you know, it's funny. I made a note on social media. This Old House and Rick Steves Europe, the reason I watched, I was so drawn to those TV shows. Years ago, I knew in my gut that Machine Repeat, I had to figure out a way to do my own TV show, but I didn't know anything about TV. So I'd watch this travel show, Rick Steves and This Old House. And I don't know anything about renovating homes and home repairs, but I loved watching these folks talk about what they knew and what they were passionate about. So those were my two takeaways for TV. You know, be yourself and talk what you know. So thank you to Roger and all the folks on This Old House and Rick Steves travel show all these years. So that's enough about that crazy stuff. Let's talk machinery. My Machine Repeat pick of the week. I'm guessing you probably know this, but last Thursday in Rock Valley, Iowa, farm retirement auction by Zollmer Company and Realty. Record price on a 1990 Case IH 7110 two-wheel drive tractor at 2,562 hours on it. Went for $72,000. It's a record high auction price by $11,000, folks. Previous high was $61K back a year ago this month, August 2nd, 23, Ellsworth, Iowa by Ryerson Auction and Realty. That same sale last Thursday in Rock Valley had another record. 1978 International 886 was showing 1,641 hours. That went for $30K. That broke a three and a little over three-year-old record from Skyler, Nebraska back in June of 21. So pretty interesting when commodity prices are in the tank that last week you can get two record tractor prices on a 7110 and an 886. Now, of course, from the late 70s and early 90s, so a little age on them shows you that the demand out there for good condition, older, well-kept tractors. Also, if we talk more late model equipment, larger stuff, Saturday was a sale of note in Ridgeway, Iowa, farm retirement auction for Neverest Farm, sale by my friends at Sweeney Auction Service. You maybe saw the Machine Repeat YouTube video I posted Saturday of the 23 model John Deere 9R440 four-wheel drive. Only had 84 hours on it. Was loaded and sold with warranty, 60 months or 2,000 hours. And that brought $349,000. And just for perspective, to show you how the market's recalibrating, about a year ago, October of 23, on an auction in Slayton, Minnesota, out in the southwest part of the state, a 22 model John Deere 9R440 with 309 hours went for $397,000. So again, the one Saturday, a 23 model with 84 hours loaded up with warranty brought $349K. A couple other items on the sale Saturday. 2019 John Deere S770 combine, 689 engine hours with warranty out to January of 27 brought $299. A 2011 John Deere 9230 four-wheel drive, just over 2,000 hours, went for $183. 2007 John Deere 8430 tractor, 2,716 hours, came in at $180. A 22 model Peterbilt 567, day cab semi with just under 34,000 miles, never been driven in the winter. It brought 141,000. And a 22 model J&M 1050-20S grain cart went for 77K, and that had the Patriot Farmer Edition, logo or paint job on it. It's pretty cool. Now this week, folks, some big auctions coming up. Watch on, let's see, the Steffes Group on Thursday, Midwest Machinery online dealer auction from their Minnesota, Wisconsin locations. Check it out at steffesgroup.com. That same day, Thursday, same folks, Steffes Group, that the Tanner Lawton online auction for his John Deere 4650 mechanical front, only got 1,537 hours on it out of Jefferson, Iowa. Again, check out Steffes Group on that. And we do need to mention a two-day auction Wednesday and Thursday at the auctioneers and bigiron.com for Van Wall equipment. Tremendous lineup of equipment. Anything you could want there. Late model stuff, big, small, a little older stuff. Don Van Howling, the owner, president, told me about the sale. We'll be posting a video preview, but you can check that out at sullivanauctioneers.com or bigiron.com. And with that, Davis, I will throw it back to you. And hey, folks, I hope you all have a great week out there.
Outstanding. Thanks to Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. You can get more machinerypete.com, machinerypete.com. Yeah, Noel Fielding. I first caught up with him on the IT Crowd and then the Mighty Boosh, and then there he shows up on the Great British Baking Show. Who knew? Yeah, maybe Machinery Pete and I aren't so different after all. We're going to talk about the markets with Brian Grady here coming up, and then we've got Josh Linville, VP of Fertilizers for StoneX, next on AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations. So it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews. And that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk up 8 to 22.54, October up 39 to 23.05, November up 74 to 22.25, December up 66 to 20.88. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets have triple-digit gains. A lot of technical buying happening in the markets, even though the cattle and feed report was viewed as bearish. Hogs, though, moving mostly lower. Pork cutouts, or at least projected pork cutouts, are viewed as lower for the week. That's pressuring prices. August live cattle up $1.02 to $183.60. August feeder cattle up $1.47 to $244.05. October hogs down 47 cents to $80.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving up mostly lower. Wheat following suit. Really no big news to move either corn or wheat higher. There's still some harvest pressure as well with the spring wheat harvest. Soybeans moving higher due to strength in soybean meal and soybean oil. September corn down 5 1/4 to 362 1/2. New crop 25 down 2 3/4 to 430. September beans up 3 1/4 to 955 1/4. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 1027 1/4. Chicago wheat September down 4 1/2 to 497 3/4. Minneapolis wheat September down 10 3/4 at 541.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG. Not falling for it! Welcome back to AgriTalk. And no, I will not be acting goofy just because I hear this song. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking the bait. Your pal, Davis Michelson, standing strong on a Monday morning. I hope you are too, beloved listener. Thank you so much for tuning in to AgriTalk. We've heard from Machinery Pete. I'm going to bring in Josh Linville, VP of Fertilizers from StoneX. Josh, welcome back to AgriTalk. It's great to hear from you again. You're a great resource for us, brother, and we need you now as much as we've ever needed you. How you doing today?
I'll tell you what, I'm trying to come off the stress of last night. Youngest birthday, we went out to Japanese Steakhouse, and I ended up having my father-in-law on my left, my dad on my right, and a right in front of me. So I had to really watch my talking points as far as what I talked about between the two of them.
How did you fare? Do you feel like you did? Did you do all right? Did you come out clean?
I've not scorched on any part of me, so I think I did okay.
Excellent, excellent. Well, now that sort of answers my question. Josh, I had an experience last night that changed me. I went and saw Barry Manilow right here in Kansas City at the T-Mobile. Not a huge Manilow fan, okay? I mean, you know, Copa's fun and all this sort of stuff. I play some of his songs. Bro, this guy was remarkable. And I got to think, if I've been kind of thinking tongue-in-cheek about Barry Manilow my entire life, and now I realize I was wrong, what else am I missing? You know, have you ever seen Barry Manilow? Are you a fan-a-low yourself? Have you experienced this world?
You know, growing up, listened to a few of his songs when I was forced to by my dad on trips here and there. And I hate to say it, I enjoy it nowadays. I wouldn't say that going to a Manilow concert on a Sunday night in August is quite high on my list, but maybe it needs to be.
So which would you rather do? Sit between your father and father-in-law at a birthday dinner and have to be on best behavior, or skip the whole thing with no consequence and see Manilow? Which would you rather?
Manilow, baby.
See, this is what I'm getting at. Yeah, baby. You should have come with us. I was looking for you in the super secret VIP celebrity zone. I just assumed you had something else going on, which was the case. We're really glad to have you here. The thing that we wanted to talk about, according to sources, has been resolved. I don't know if it is or not. I'm talking about that Canadian rail strike. And I know that you were watching that very, very closely on the lead up to it. Can you 30,000 foot where we are now?
30,000 foot where we are now. The government basically came in and said, get back to work. We need you pretty stinking badly, which you look at Canada and you look at their economy and how important rail is. That's the right move. They absolutely do. Union's not real happy about it. Union represents, 9,000 workers between those two railroads. And they're going back to the government saying, how dare you? You've taken away all of our negotiation power. And you know what? We might do it anyway. So a great step to start out the weekend. It looked like it was all done. But, yeah, over the weekend, continue to see reports and threats and things like that. Story's far from over.
Yeah. Well, in fact, we were deep in the middle of the Friday morning free-for-all with Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, and news broke. You know, one of the railroads, I think it was the CNKC, was going to strike, and then the other one wasn't. And then as we were discussing it, the other shoe fell, and the other company said that it was going to strike. And now, okay, but at this point, all of those 9,000+ workers are back on the job this morning. Is that correct, Josh?
That is my belief. Now, important to note that this is only in Canada, right? It does not sound like any of the U.S. CNCP railroad workers are striking. It's a completely different, separate situation. But we say that from a standpoint of like, oh, it doesn't matter that much. But then you start to think how many goods crosses that border by rail. And it's tremendous. I mean, it's one of those understated situations out there. And when this thing started to pop up, we started talking here, Arlen Zuber and myself and a few others. And it was like, guys, this could be bad. This could get real bad real quick.
Mm-hmm. What would real bad real quick look like? Scare us a little bit.
Let's just talk from a fertilizer standpoint.
Yep.
Obviously, Canada is the world's largest producer and exporter of potash. And guys, it's not a close second. So when you look at where all the potash mines are, they're not on the West Coast. They're not on the East Coast. They are dead center. And then you start to think about, well, how many trucks would it take to make up the difference? I mean, you're talking 4 truckloads per every rail car. And every one of those trains nowadays like to haul, 110 rail cars at a time?
Yeah.
And they're just over and over and over. And you're not talking hundreds of thousands. You're not talking millions. You're talking tens of millions of tons that move. So you think about that from that standpoint. If the rail were to shut down, you are talking about digging a hole that it's going to take you a while to dig out of.
Roughly, I check my numbers on this, but I do believe last week I reported 90% of commodities are trucked by rail in Canada, and 60% of the goods that the United States imports from Canada come via rail. Does that sound about the right balance to you?
That wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, you think about it here in the U.S., right? We've got a river system, and that is a logistical avenue that is just a dream of other countries.
Blessing.
They wish they had.
Yeah.
But they don't have it. So are you going to make it up by truck? No, there's just not that great of an east-west interstate system up there. There's not near enough truckers. So rail is it.
Wow. I feel like it's super tenuous up there, Josh. Like we could see this thing refire and become a full-on walkout yet once again.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's one of those situations you look at it, and you hope beyond hope that it becomes a non-story. You hope it's one of those stories. It's like, guys, yeah, we talked about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. Nothing ended up happening. Yeah, we cried wolf once again. I would love for this winter to walk around all that during my presentations and talk about the fact that, yeah, this is something that could have happened, but it didn't. But unfortunately, here we are right in the mix of it, and it's still a very, very real possibility.
Well, Josh, let's switch subjects, but keep the hopium flowing here. I just talked to Brett Waltz from BAMWX. He's expecting a nice wide harvest window, perhaps some dry weather. Sounds like it's going to be another good year to get post-harvest fertilizer applications put down. Are prices cooperating with us the way you'd like to see them at present?
Not even a little bit.
What?
That's a hard part of it. So I'm getting ready to write the monthly newsletter, and I've already just tweeted about it, just sitting there saying this is probably going to be one of the hardest ones I've ever had to write. Because I've got to look at fertilizer on its own merit, its own S&D. And unfortunately, a lot of people sitting there saying, well, I'm not going to use this. I'm not going to use that. And listen, all the better if you can do that and not impact that overall yield. But the problem is, it's not just one crop that's going down as far as price. Everything is going down. So we look to 2025. Our crop acreage estimates are not changing. That means things like nitrogen demand is staying about steady. Potash demand, we think, steady. Phosphate demand could be down, but there's enough world events that, frankly speaking, we could be down here and the rest of the world kind of chuckles and said, yeah, drop your price. We'll take every ton of yours that you can export.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. The Chinese urea situation just keeps popping up on my radar. This, when you're talking nitrogen, this could be because they've been a benchmark setter in the global nitrogen market. And now they're pulling back to a favored domestic production. Big impact there. Yeah.
Yeah. So to put it in perspective, recent history, China would export, what, about 5.5 million tons per year? We just got the July data. So the calendar year, January through July, cumulative total, about 200,000 ton.
200,000.
July, they export 79,000 ton in the month of July. That is two vessels. It is nothing. They make more in a day than what they exported all of July.
That's a bit of a cause for concern, especially obviously among urea users, but anybody who wants to use nitrogen. Is this, I hate to say the word permanent with China because we've kind of seen them hint at this before. Is how long do we expect this to last?
Every single month I keep hoping that the data is going to come in and show that they've completely flipped the script and that they are just going to start exporting heavily again. Because you look at it and you see the operating rates and they remain very, very high. And you look at the exports and they remain very, very low. And you think something has got to give.
Yeah.
As of July, it hasn't given yet. And right now, there's not a whole lot of signs in August that's going to be the month that gives. And frankly, we're running out of the calendar. It's going to be fall before we know it. And shoot, you're already starting to see pictures of harvest starting up.
Domestic U.S. producers kind of have to have this in view, don't they? What are they? If I'm a producer, I'm going to make as much fertilizer as I can at my factory right now.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. A lot of folks sit there and look at the manufacturing side and say, well, they need to do this for us and they need to do that for us. Now, at the end of the day, they either care about, they're either private and they care about their owner making as much money as humanly possible, or they worry about their shareholders. They are about maximizing their profits. I wish it wasn't that way, but listen, that's free markets. So we do the same thing. We want to make as much money as we humanly can possibly make on our fields. And yeah, they're producing everything they possibly can. Margins are very, very good across North America. We're talking about one of the cheapest natural gas prices in the world. And nitrogen values are still much higher than we expected them to be. So yeah, great days for manufacturers.
Is it time for some growers to maybe consider switching off good old granular urea and picking up another nitrogen product? I mean, you know, speak to your agronomist. Don't go by me. I don't know anything. But, dude, if it's going to be in short supply and we're just pumping out anhydrous over here, I don't know. Is there a major shift in your longer term outlook?
No, not really. Unfortunately, when you look at it, each nitrogen product of the major three that we track has got supply issues around the world. Urea, we just talked about it. It's China. UAN, you've got Trinidad. They've had gas curtailment issues. That's affected their production. And the EU region, their high natural gas price continues to keep them about 75% of normal production. It means they're an unnatural importer. Anhydrous. Russia's the biggest exporter, usually about 5 to 6 million ton a year. Not a drop still with the Ukraine invasion and still other production issues around the world. So it all remains.
Josh Linville, it's always great to talk to you. Hey, and if you ever need a friend, man, let's get together. Let's go get some barbecue. We'll hide out in KC for a while. How's that sound?
Let's do a little Manilow.
Let's do a little Manilow. Josh Linville, thanks so much for being on AgriTalk. We appreciate you from StoneX. We got Chip Lorre himself next.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Brandon Walter is a corn portfolio marketing lead at Corteva. He joins us right now. Brandon, Pioneer has always been an innovator in corn genetics, but it starts with the basic, and that means the germplasm, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ultimately, all of our products and our performance is based on that germplasm. But I think the thing that's exciting at Pioneer is we spend a lot of time on helping deliver that best-in-class germplasm, but ultimately, too, of how can we help support additional farmer needs and also continue to bring the latest and most advanced traits to the marketplace as well.
Very good. What's new for the 24 season?
We're really excited about the launching of our two newest technologies, both four-seed enlist corn and power cornless corn. So as we think about four-seed enlist corn, what that product is, that's going to bring us both above and below ground protection. So when you think about those heavy corn-on-corn acres, it's a great option to go out there and help defend against those tough pests. And what we're seeing with that is not only the enhanced insect protection, but also the yield advantage. And so in 2023, our four-seed enlist products showed about a 71% win advantage with a 12.1 bushel advantage versus both SmartStax and SmartStax Pro competitors. For those customers that don't have the corn-on-corn acres and are maybe looking for something that just brings that above-ground protection, power corn enlist corn is going to be a great option. And so that's going to bring, again, just that above ground protection against those tough pests, but again, continues to bring that enhanced yield advantage when we think about a 68% win advantage in 2023 with about a 9.3 bushel advantage. So again, both of these technologies are going to give our farmers the yield potential that they've seen from Pioneer, but continuing to bring all those other additional features here for the 2024 season and 25 season and beyond.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information, Brandon?
Customers can go to pioneer.com, or another option too is go talk to your local Pioneer representative, and they'd be happy to talk to you more about our Vorceed Enlist Corn and Power Core Enlist Corn options for the 2025 season.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brandon. That is Brandon Walter, Corn Portfolio Lead for Corteva.
Want to start building before spring? Morton Building's Winter Windup is the chance to get ahead of winter weather and save big on select building projects. Now through October 31st, we'll be working all winter long, but building spots are limited. Don't wait to start your project. Click Get Started at MortonBuildings.com today.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with you. Chip Flory is traveling today. We're going to check base with him in just a minute, but I'm calling it Manilow Monday. You know, people say, oh, we finally made it to Friday. No, I say Manilow Monday.
Looks like we made it.
Oh, yeah.
At last, the market's gone away to another high.
Dun, dun, dun.
Looks like we made it. At last, the shorts have run away. A new hope is born. Forecast demand from China. We made it.
Chip Flory joins, fresh off the road from AgriTalk and back on the road to parts unknown. Brother, you made it. Little different market conditions from when your buddy recorded that, but you made it through Crop Tour Week. Woo! Well done.
It's surprising that we could get Manilow to do that.
Yeah. Well, I got a little pull.
Yeah. You do. What has happened? What has happened? We had Machinery Pete talking about the English baking show. Manilow conversation. I'm going to have to find a way to spend some more time in the studio.
I don't know. I think it's fine. I think our new format is working great. The whole idea of watching other people on TV do stuff that I am unable to do. You know, Pete said he loves this old house, but he doesn't fix his house. That's a great idea. It's almost like a shortcut to finishing up the honeydew list.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Honey, I re-etched the glass.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, honey, I watched somebody tack that carpet down.
Yes, we'll never trip on that carpet on TV ever again.
Ever again.
In all seriousness, Chip, and we don't want to belabor the point here, but our morning listening audience maybe didn't get a chance to listen in on that great conversation between you and Brian Grady wrapping up Crop Tour at the end of last week. That was Friday's afternoon show. I highly recommend, but I brought you in here for a bit of an abbreviated version of that, Chip. I want you to talk about Crop Tour. If you want to throw numbers in, I've got some numbers in front of me here. If you've got numbers, let me open the chute and go.
All right. On Friday afternoon, Pro Farmer released its national average corn yield, soybean yield, corn crop, soybean crop estimates. And the corn numbers come with a plus or minus 1% range. So the midpoint of that range on the corn yield is 181.1. The range is 179.3 up to 182.9, which is short of the 183.1 that USDA showed us on August 1. So even the top end of the range doesn't get all the way up to USDA's August 1 number. The production side of things, 14.829 up to 15.129 with a midpoint of 14.979. So 15 billion bushel crop. That's the bottom line there. And I don't think that changes. Well, you know, it puts a 2 billion or lower, just modestly lower, corn carryover in play for the 2024-25 marketing year. And that can start to change attitudes a bit. I don't know if it's enough to send the market back into the $4.50 range or anything like that, but it does at least give us a reason that we can think about putting a low into prices. And so we got to keep that in mind, Davis.
All right. Very good. When we're talking about that corn crop, just a couple of quick quotes. Brian Grady, very enthused, from Pro Farmer Newsletter, the Illinois corn yield will smash the record from 2022. And then out in Nebraska, your comments, some of the dry land corn is as good as the irrigated acres and will pull the yield up this year. You kind of liked some of that Nebraska corn, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons that we put that 1% plus or minus range on it is because the weather can change, and it can change fairly abruptly, as it is right now. This is some of the risk that you face when you go out and you take a look at the same week each and every year and try to figure out exactly what this corn crop is going to do. Well, one of the things that we warned about was that you could see the conditions change, and we've got the heat rolling into some key production areas. The good news is I'm down in Southeast Iowa right now, making my way to Southern Missouri. And the good news is that the wind isn't blowing really hard. If the wind was blowing as hard as it did say in, I'm going to go way back on you, 1995, that was a terrible Labor Day weekend. I don't anticipate that the heat is going to do major damage. I just want people to understand that this heat could put a cap on corn and soybean yields, which Pro Farmer put at 53.8 up to 56 bushels per acre. The midpoint of that is 54.9, 53.5 is where USDA had us on August 1. So We see the bean yield going up. The bean yield's got some moisture available to it. It's got a ton of pods out there. So hopefully, we can get that yield built and get the crop home before we put an end to the growing season out there.
Well, this soybean crop was super impressive. I'm looking at descriptive terms, lush, dark green, as clean as we've ever seen, lack of disease. Yeah. I like the soybean crop's yield potential. I think you do too.
Yeah, certainly do. Maybe the most important thing is that we don't see a lot of issues out there pulling the yield down into the end of the season, and that's good news.
That is good news. Chip, travel safely, brother. We'll hear from you first thing in the morning. We can't wait. Thanks for being on, buddy.
Yep. You bet, man. Right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, that's our own Chip Flory. So thank you to Padawan Learner Harrison, along with, let's see, who did we have? Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. We talked to Josh Linville of StoneX, and of course our own Chip Flory, Brian Grady, for some market perspective at the bottom of the hour. Michelle Rook will take the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk coming up this afternoon. Won't you tune back in at 2:06 Central Time for more AgriTalk.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my